Now we're going to say good morning and welcome to Brad from B1 Builders. Welcome, Brad.
How you doing? B1 Buildings.
B1 Builders?
Buildings.
Buildings, right. You can just get in close to the mic. That'd be great. Right, now there was a you've been helping Kelly Bazaid to renovate a house, haven't you?
Yeah, my wife bumped into her. She was putting an ad in the paper. And Kelly said she was doing a bit of renovations around there, and she wanted to get some local trades in to help out, and sort of went from there.
Excellent. So what was your input?
Well, one part I played was she had an old deck out the back of the house. It had been done without a permit. It was a bit dilapidated, and it was up. You walked out of the house and stepped up onto the deck. So we lowered the deck down. Down to a metre where it didn't need any council concerns or anything like that. And we put new decking boards on it and put a flight of stairs down, and that was it.
Right. I mean, it was quite a project that she took on, wasn't it?
Yeah. The place needs it's a little bit run down, and she's looking at the kitchen and the bathroom and the land, and she's making a sleep out the back, and yeah, she's got a work cut out for her.
Right. Now, you've been on the island for quite a few years, I gather.
Yeah. I came here when I was 11. I've been here for 30 years. You can do the math on that one. And I've been building for 20 years, pretty much mostly on Waiheke. Spent a couple of years in the southeast of England doing a bit of timber frame building over there, which they were quite enamoured with. So I ended up being on a TV show over there called House in a Box. You can check out the highlights of that on my website, which is B1 Buildings. And yeah, in the 90s, Vince Ogletree and myself sort of pioneered the mud brick scene on Waiheke. And lately I've been doing a lot of renovations, kitchens and bathrooms. Decks are always a good one. We pump out decks for sort of $160 a square metre.
That's pretty good. How did you come across the mud brick idea?
Vince was the brains behind that. He was big on sustainability, using indigenous products. It's something that's been around a long, long time, and it's a great way to go.
I guess so. I remember when the first one was built, I think, and it was really hit the headlines because it was so different and so new.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that still a popular concept?
I think it might start to become a bit more popular. It seems to be sort of dying out these days, but it's a lot very labour intensive. I think the way the cost of building's going these days, people are going to start looking at things like that because it is a very cost-effective way to build too.
It is in the long run, isn't it?
Warm
in the winter and cold, cool in the summer.
Yeah, that's right. You've got the thermal mass of the home, which is you've got to build them in the right sort of solar aspect. And if you build a house that's going to last twice as long, it's the planet doesn't have to pump out twice the amount of materials.
No, that's right. So are you getting into sustainable building? Or?
Definitely. You try to push that all the time. But we're governed by the council, and they're increasing the amount of resources we have to use.
In what way?
Well, the building code. I mean, we use a lot more timber these days than we ever used to use. We use a lot of extra products that we never used to use, which really don't do a heck of a lot, if we're honest. You're not allowed to recycle, it's with materials, you have to use new materials, so it's hard to reduce, reuse and recycle when you stay within the parameters of the bylaws.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense really, does it?
No.
However, ours is not a reason why, I guess. And you've been building on the island for quite a while.
20 years, yeah.
Okay.
20 years.
How did you get into the building game?
I started off, Tony Pope did a pre-cut, down at his pre-cut and truss yard. He did an access course. I was 16, and that's pretty much, I started from there. And then, Vince Ogletree was really the guy that really got me in there. We started off building together, then we diversified into the mud bricks, and it just sort of went from there.
Right. Okay. Now, you mentioned that you've got to build a website.
Yeah, B1 Buildings.
B1 Buildings.
Yep,
how did you come up with that name?
A friend of mine used to call me B1.
Oh, okay.
So I just, and it's everyone's, there's all the numbers out there, and everyone's A1, and so B1, and it's sort of got the Zen sort of twist to it. which is sort of part of building, really.
Yeah. So your website is www.b1buildings.co.nz,
but if you just Google B1 Buildings, it's the first one that pops up.
Right, okay. And what are you working on at the moment?
Look, odds and sods at the moment. I'm doing a flight of stairs on a pole house. Today I've got to go and look at a textured ceiling they want removed out in Otatangi, and it's back in the early 80s, so it's a little bit dubious whether or not it may contain asbestos, so we'll probably take a little sample, send it off to town. $92, you find out exactly what's in it. Most of them haven't, but you've just got, it doesn't pay to take any chances with that sort of stuff. Earlier in the week, Justin and I, my son slash hammer hand, we flew down to Christchurch and had a bit of a look around down there to see what's going on.
Right, and you might get some work down there?
I don't know if I'd move down there in a hurry. Things are still a little up in the air, and there's not much is happening yet. I think at the moment they're just concentrating on the infrastructure.
But they're obviously going to need a lot of people.
Yes, definitely. There's a lot of money to be spent down there, and I mean, I'd like to see that money end up on the dinner tables of family Kiwi homes. But things haven't really got moving yet, and I don't know if they've got the money to deal with it.
Well, I guess that's a problem, isn't it? Because the insurances haven't been sorted out and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. It's a mess.
Yeah. Mm. Well, hopefully that will sort itself out. And is the how's the trend on the island at the moment for building? Is it bubbling along?
It's moving, but it's not what it used to be. There's definitely there's a recession. You can definitely feel that. Like the cost of building and the regulations have sort of gone up. The demand's dropped a bit, and we've got a lot of builders coming over from town, so the supply has increased. So it's not the gold mine it used to be.
No, I've noticed. I usually get the 8 o'clock ferry across to town every day, and it's amazing the number of workmen that are coming over on that ferry, bringing all their gear and stuff. So, wonder why that is. Is it because we don't have enough builders on the island, or is it because
I think it's because there's a lot of builders in Auckland, and a small bump in Auckland gives a big knock-on effect onto Waiheke. You know, you only need a very small percentage of the builders from Auckland to come over here, and that's all the work gone.
Yeah, that'd be right. Yeah. Well, we wish you success with your ongoing business.
Thank you very
much. And thank you very much for coming in.
You're
B1
welcome.
Builders.
Buildings.
B1 Buildings. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.